Good to welcome back to the program, Bill Wilson, President of Americans for Limited Government. How you doing, Mr. Wilson?
I'm doing well, Lars, and yourself?
Not too bad. How is the United States doing, and can the federal government, which I thought was currently broke, can they afford to bail out the states around this country that are also broke?
Oh, I think as long as there's ink and paper, this government will be bailing out everybody and their brother. Of course they can't, but it's all on borrowed money. So far, this latest move has been stopped, but I think this will now be the sixth time Harry Reid is going to be coming back tomorrow to try and wheedle out about a $26 billion handout tomorrow.
So how is it that, let me ask you something that may go a little far afield, and that is that most of these states, the ones I'm familiar with, have constitutions that require a balanced budget.
Right.
Unlike the United States government, they're not allowed to run a deficit, and they certainly can't print money. So is it, well, it may not be a violation of the letter of the law, but is it a violation of the spirit of those states' constitutions to have them bail them out with federal money, money from the federal government that is borrowed in and of itself?
Of course. But, you know, I mean, in the state's defense, a small defense, a big part of this are mandates that come down from the federal government, and the states are then the ones required to do the administration and pay the bills. Now, I say only a small because most of them didn't resist these mandates very strongly. And in fact, a number of them begged for them. But no, the violation of the spirit and in some cases the letter of constitutionally mandated balanced budgets is rampant in the states.
Well, and I might even debate with you about the mandates because a lot of the stuff like No Child Left Behind, the states kept griping about that one. All that one said was, you need to figure out what it is that it takes to qualify to, at various grade levels, what a kid needs to know. And once you've defined it and they allowed the definition to be set by the states, you need to figure out how to test for it. Well, states could have said, well, you know, we're going to take the 85th percentile of the average, you know, person at eighth grade, and that'll be our standard. We think we're doing pretty good. And they could have said, and we're going to use off-the-shelf tests, even the ASVAB from the military. And they could have said, and that's how we're going to test for it. And they would have been out no money at all. Instead, a lot of them used it as an excuse to spend a ton of money on something and to develop things that were completely custom testing jobs and custom educational
Absolutely.
Jobs, and then turn around and say, they made us spend this money. It's like me going to the gun store, Bill, and coming home with a new rifle for deer season and saying to my wife, say, oh, my friends made me buy it. You know, if I'd gone alone, I wouldn't have bought it. But I was there and my buddies were all telling me, you got to buy it, Lars. Go ahead, buy it. And I come home and blame them for it. This is ridiculous.
Well, there's certainly some of that. There's no question. But
I can tell from your laugh you may have actually done that. So I don't mean to get you in trouble with your better half
that. No. But, you know, look, the obvious fact is that the federal government is spending without any regard to ever paying back.
Yep.
The states are, in for the most case, addicted to the same crack as the federal government, and they're having a little harder time getting it now. But the federal government and this Congress and this administration just wants to continue the party on forever as if there's no tomorrow.
So how do we as citizens get this thing stopped? Because I want off this train. I mean, I want the federal government to do national security and not a hell of a lot more.
Exactly.
And I want state governments to do, you know, public safety and the functions they do there, courts and prisons and state police and a crime lab, and not a whole lot more. And then I want local government, cities and counties, to do education and public safety. Now, I'll grant education because I think that, you know, the Constitution presumed that we would have some system, although it didn't necessarily mandate a government paid for one, but I'm willing to go that far. But let's strip away all the rest of the junk and tell these guys you can't spend more money than you take in and you can't tax us into the poorhouse, which appears to be what they're trying to do.
Right. And look, it does start with this show, other forms of communication out to people. When you see a politician for Congress in this case or the Senate, There can't be any wiggle room. There has to be yes or no. Will you oppose all this spending? Will you support repeal? Will you support zero funding, the nonsense of the Obama administration? Yes or no. No weasel words, no politics. And when they say yes, then support them. And if they won't answer you, forget them, because they're not going to answer now. They're only going to get worse when they go to Washington. And if they say, no, we can't, we have to take care of the snail darters, or, you know, like Nancy Pelosi, we have a planet to save, then they're no good. And oppose them and ignore the labels, the party labels. They're meaningless. But you have to hold these people accountable. They always love to say, well, I never hear people back home telling me to cut. Well, they have to hear people back home telling them to cut.
Oh, I think that's
every single day.
I think they're full of it. I mean, I think they will tell you every day of the week, the people demand these things. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last time I saw a town hall full of people saying, have you heard the, I don't know if you've heard the stories today of the Chicago Tribune, the iPods for high school students in Utah being bought with stimulus money, cell phones for smokers. We actually had that one a couple of months ago. And all these other things, including monkeys hopped up on cocaine, medical research on that. And we're all paying for that. And I would just love to have somebody stand up at one of these town halls this summer, if some of these Democrats have the guts, and say, Congressman, at what point did anybody in America tell their member of Congress they wanted research done on cocaine stimulated monkeys? And I'd love to see one of these jokers. Well, that must have been some other district, say down in Georgia. They're funny. You know, I mean, this is the kind of lying that they tell us. They tell us, oh, those are services the public demand from us. Baloney.
No, baloney is right. And you know, as the economics get more and more difficult, as they are absolutely certain to, there is no way to avoid it, they're going to have to make cuts. And already you see the drumbeat from the established conventional wisdom, tax increases, tax increases, tax increases. Almost a full page editorial this Sunday in the New York Times about why we're undertaxed. And that is the point at which these guys have to have the fear of God put in them. They have to be told, you cannot raise our taxes. You cannot continue this, and we will vote you out if you do.
I'm talking to Bill Wilson, president of Americans for Limited Government, as an example of what you were just speaking about. I pulled up this piece where Fareed Zakaria, the guy from CNN, raise my taxes, Mr. President. We can't afford the Bush cuts anymore. Now, this comes from a guy who sits in front of a TV camera, so I'm guessing he has either a six or a seven-figure income, and he may have a load of guilt about making too much money, but I've worked too hard for my money to stand up and say, please, Mr. Obama, take some more of my money and spend it on some stupid program or more government bureaucracy. This is crazy, but you literally do have people saying, raise my taxes, they're too low.
Of course, because these are the people that live off of government. They want their taxes raised because, for them, taxes are nothing more than a kickback to the people funneling them money. And we're getting some interesting warnings. One of the biggest holders of U.S. debt outside of Japan is Deutsche Bank in Germany. They came out and said that a tax increase across the board, even at the upper end, would have a devastating effect on the U.S. economy. And their advice to their customers and their bank was that if they do it, you want to start getting out of the U.S. economy. Now, this is a very large and pretty big player in the international finance scheme, and they're advising their people, if they raise the taxes, get out, because it's going to crash the economy. There's no understanding on the part of these guys. They are children, and they are they're the old P.J. O'Rourke description. Oh, they're teenagers with a bottle of whiskey and the car keys.
Giving money and power to government is like giving whiskey and car keys to young boys. Bill, it's a pleasure to have you on the program, and we appreciate what you do at Americans for Limited Government.
Thanks for having me, Lars.
Glad to have you on.